Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter, this mountain of prophetic interventions. Wake up to do your quiet time here daily. After listening to Turning Point Audio, turn to the Daily Devotional Booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day. Pray the prayer for the day also. Turning Point Prayer Booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online with a token, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so if you are just hearing this. Welcome to Sunday, the 18th in August 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God will fix you up. I see that word clearly in my spirit. I will fix him or fix her up. Everyone that requires a divine fix up for marriage, fix up for job, fix up for your health, fix up financially, fix up immigration-wise in the country where you are, fix up maritally and mentally and psychologically, fix up ministerially. Where do you need God to fix you up? Receive that fix-up miracle now. Whatever is falling apart or running short in your life, receive a divine fix-up now. Don't be afraid. That thing will not fail. Your fears will not happen. God will rescue the situation. Today is Sunday. So if you are going to be in church today, pray. God will answer your prayers there. Those that will not be in church, from wherever you are, pray also. God will answer your prayers. Who is this? This is what I receive in my spirit for you. You will move from your darkest hour to your brightest moment very soon. I see a dark, thick scroll roll away over your head, and I see a bright sunshine shining on you. That's a deliverance. God is taking you and your children to a new dimension that no one ever thought you could reach. Since the cloud of hindrance has been rolled away spiritually, you will soar like the eagle. Listeners, this new week, you shall advance forward in all you do. Henceforth, adequate supply shall be the order of the day for anyone that can say amen. Yes, say amen, I receive it. Now, of the 20 special groups that God laid on my heart to pray for, we now come to group number 6 today, waiting mothers. So, all waiting mothers and waiting fathers, find something to represent your desired baby or babies. Maybe their names. Give them names by faith. Look for baby things by faith. Be calling those names as I pray for them. I prophesy. Receive your babies as desired. Wombs open. All women, lay your hand on your womb or your tummy. Men, lay your hand on your bosom. Wombs open. Sperm seed, be energized enough to fertilize the egg. Woman, you will conceive. The number of babies you desire, God will give you. All those that have waited for more than 5 years, God will start for you with a set of twins. In Jesus' name, say amen. I receive it 3 times. Yes, the babies that will bear those names and will wear those dresses will soon arrive. Let's receive your testimonies. When you get pregnant, you will certainly weep very soon. August 17, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live well and live long in Jesus' name. Listeners, wow, how time flies. Today is day 14 of teaching and counseling. It is as if we should just continue and continue with so many issues still here, very touchy and urgent. But the 2 weeks of question and answers are over. From tomorrow, it shall be another 2 weeks of sharing glorious testimonies of God's wonders for us on this platform. Send or resend your testimonies for sharing. If you share your testimony, you provoke God to do more. And testimonies once shared, the enemy can no longer steal the miracle anymore. So it is first come, first serve. Send or resend your testimonies through our WhatsApp telephone line, testimony line, +234 809 789 4000. Now let's take the last set of teachings on question and answer that time will allow us today. First one, can a Christian woman who is not promiscuous, who only have intimacy with her husband only be having sexual urge, especially while sleeping? Does it have any spiritual implication? Wow, that is an oppression. You are not possessed, but you are oppressed. Do spiritual warfare prayers to conquer. Hope you know what spiritual warfare is all about. Google for relevant Bible verses for freedom from oppression and dream sexual intercourse. Write them out, as many of them as you can find. Also Google for Bible verses on peaceful night sleep. Engage them in fervent prayers, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour at a go. Pray with intensity. Pray in tongue and pray in your understanding. Fast one day a week and then put a battle seed to back it up. Continue this kind of prayer until you see that evil no more. The Philistines will cease to come. I prophesy, be set free in Jesus' name. Next, good morning, Daddy. I thank God for the grace, wisdom, and strength of God on you. Please, can one pay tithe to someone not telling him it is tithe? And what's your take on not paying tithe to this commission, not indicating it is tithe, but oneself knows between him or her and God that it is tithe? Wow, yes, you can pay tithe, indicating it is tithe, or not even indicating it is tithe. What is important is you and your God. Same counsel I gave to our TPGF members in UK using our newly opened HSBC account and asking what happened, since there is no place to indicate their names or even their prayer requests. Just pray to God. I'm sending this tithe or sowing this seed in obedience to your word. Express your desire, your challenges, and your expectations, and what you are believing God for, and then remit it. He says, your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. God knows our names. He knows our needs. He knows our intentions. He will answer and open your heaven. Next, good day, sir. I am 44 years, a graduate. The man I want to marry is 46. But not a graduate, is a dispatch rider for a logistic company. My brothers are not in support at all. They said I cannot marry someone that is not a graduate. Secondly, he was married before, but the woman left him because there was no child between them. The woman got married to another man. She now had a child of her own. Does it mean the man is not capable of impregnating a woman? Should I drop him and move on with my life? Wow, not being a graduate is not as disturbing as having been once married. Then the woman left to another man and she now has a child of her own. There are graduate women that married non-graduate husband and they are happy and they are flowing. Many of such men later develop themselves, enrolled in open university or some other institutions, and they have become graduate. But not being able to get his first wife pregnant, to me, is more of a challenge. A more serious issue. If you like him, if you don't mind marrying a person with a lower educational standard, if he's a child of God and passionately so, if he's ready to develop himself and you are able to flow, if you gel, that means you are on the same page, you are friends, then insist on sperm count test in a teaching hospital or competent laboratory. If you don't know before, it will be a different thing. But now that you know, insist that a test of sperm count test and motility be carried out. Next, can you please explain battle seed with biblical instances? Wow, we have taught and explained about tithing, sacrificial, and battle seed on this platform again and again. Well, we are reaching out to new people. Since many people are joining this global platform, we need to teach certain truth again and again. To start with, every giving or seed sowing to enlarge God's kingdom carries God's blessing. By whatever name it is called, we call this battle seed because life itself is a battle. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 and 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 establish this. Please read it. Number 2, most of our prayers are give me prayers. Oh God, bless me, heal me, deliver me, assist me, fight me for me. It is me. They are selfish prayers. Prayers without asking God, what can I also do to enlarge your kingdom, are selfish prayers. That is one of the reasons Many Christians' prayers are not answered. They are give me prayers. Self-centered and selfish prayers. Anna was like that until God gave her a revelation in Shiloh. And he said to God, if you give me a man child, I will give him back to you. And God answered her prayer. Read 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 26 to 27. The king of Moab and Edom were in a fierce battle with Israel. When they couldn't break through, the king sacrificed his son that would have reigned instead of him. And the Bible says, when God saw that sacrifice, the battle ceased. There was indignation. What a sacrifice. Abraham did not just pray, he sacrificed Isaac. Isaac did not just pray, he sowed his seed. God did not just pray for us, he sacrificed his only begotten son. Jesus did not only pray for us, he sacrificed his life. Solomon did not just pray, he sacrificed 1,000 bullocks. I can go on and on and on. Prayers prayed without involvement. No sacrifice are selfish prayers. Christians want the God they can use. They don't want God that can use them or touch their pocket. Don't just pray and leave it to prayers. So a sacrificial or battle seat to back up. We don't pay for God's miracle. We are not paying for his blessing. We are not bribing him. But God cannot see sacrifice and not be moved. Have I helped you? It is not a doctrine. Or it is also not by force. No one is coerced. It is a revelation. It is the truth. Forward this message today to all of your contact. Please do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless them also. Now, watch us today in our two Sunday services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9 to 11 a.m. on our YouTube and Facebook page. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. You now know what battle seed is all about. Do it as unto God. Do it as God lays on your heart. TPGF members in United Kingdom, use our newly opened HSBC account in UK. For more information on that, send a chat, an SMS, or a call to Adeola on 074-111-28401. Do so now. I pray for everyone today. Go and see the hand of God. Go and see the power of God. Whatever prayer I pray for you here will manifest into testimonies. The one you pray for yourself too shall carry divine approval. What God cannot do does not exist, because God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.